Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Archer and Mia with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Brisbane City Council bus driver responsible for the death of 18-year-old Tia Cameron has appeared in court for the first time this morning. Lindsay Shelby was driving on Edward Street on March 8th when it left the road and struck Cameron. The case was adjourned to September 4th for the police forensic crash unit report to be ready. Premier Stephen Miles met with Maryborough timber workers to begin developing a framework for the long-term health of Queensland timber industry. The crucial industry represents part of the government's dedication to improving house and the material shortage plaguing the construction industry. The framework is expected to be completed and in place by mid-2025. In national news, Frank Dunkworth, whose mathematical knowledge helped revolutionise rain-affected cricket, has died at the age of 84. Mr. Dunkworth created the Dunkworth-Lewis method with Tony Lewis, a method that recalculated scores when limited overmatches were affected by weather. Dunkworth spent his career working in the nuclear industry and earned many accolades throughout his time.
The Western Australia Local Government Minister, Hannah Beasley, has intervened in the case of pensioner Danny Reinhold, allowing him to continue living in his bus in Darkin. The Shire of West Arthur is suing Mr. Reinhold, with court documents alleging he camped illegally on the block between May 2023 and May 2024. Local Government Minister Hannah Beasley said she had taken a compassionate approach and thought the public would have expected the Shire to do the same. In international news, Julian Assange has been arranged to fly to Australia within hours. Mr. Assange was accused of conspiring to break into the US military databases to acquire sensitive information. The 52-year-old pleaded guilty at the US court in Saipan to a single count of conspiracy to obtain and disseminate the US national defense information. For your weather today, Brisbane is as clear as Queensland's winds tonight in State of Origin. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.